Dana Texar is no dummy. Her house along Route 114 is almost in front of a stoplight.
Did you, was that strategic, be close to the stoplight?
No. No, not at all. It just happened to be.
The traffic light doesn't simplify her task. The intersection isn't perfect, and sometimes the light can take forever to change.
And here, we have to depend on the kindness of others to get out of this left.
Rarely does the flow of traffic on 114 slow to a trickle. And on the first beautiful weekend of spring or during the summer, forget about it. It's bumper to bumper. So basically, if Texara and her neighbors need to cross through traffic to make a left or right-hand turn, it's up to those kind strangers to get them on their way.
Sometimes you get a decent person to let you out. Yes, you do have that once in a while.
Lyle Booth lives down the street from Texara. You know his house. It's the one with the John Deere tractors out front.
But these young people, they don't care. They got the coffee, the cell phone, and they're driving, and they don't care.
Texara and Booth will tell you it can take around 5 minutes to pull out of their driveway.
But the stoplight takes too long sometimes, and we go through the stoplight?
No, just sneak out. Just sneak out. You have to judge. You get enough time to get out before you get whacked.
Ted Truver lives a few blocks down near the graveyard.
Horrible. Horrible.
For him, getting out of his driveway starts with how he pulls into it.
My strategy is to try to back in the driveway whenever possible, which means pulling from the opposite lane, going into the opposite lane, and then backing into the driveway a lot of times if I'm coming from the other direction. I have no patience to sit there and try to back out. I'd rather be facing forward to see what I'm doing.
See who's going to hit you.
And see who's going to hit me, exactly.
His wife Barbara says yes. Living on Route 114 in Bristol means the journey out of the driveway can take a while and hinge on the kindness of strangers. But sooner or later, that kind stranger puts on the brake and lets her make that turn. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.